Hannah Mermelstein, a member of the Adala New York campaign for the boycott of Israel, explained what BDS is about.
This is a call from Palestinian civil society to global civil society to impose boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel until it meets three basic demands. End of the occupation of 67, equal rights for Palestinian citizens of Israel, and the right of return for Palestinian refugees.
Kathleen Paredes, a board member of J Street and a New York attorney, shares the goal of ending the occupation, but disagrees with the right of return, which she said would destroy the Jewish state. She opposes BDS and favors a limited commercial boycott of occupied territory settlements and changing U.S. tax laws to remove nonprofit status for organizations providing funds to them.
A boycott that is just broad-based, don't buy anything from Israel, is not smart and it's not likely to reach the result that I personally would support, which is ending occupation. Academic boycotts are blacklists. Institutions are people. To the extent that we don't allow Israelis to travel, to teach, to publish outside of Israel, we're delegitimizing the left in Israel and depriving ourselves and the rest of the world of their voices.
J.J. Goldberg, author and columnist at The Forward, similarly argued against BDS and stressed the need to partner with Israelis so they can overcome their fears. He also made a more surprising statement.
A nation that is at war with another nation is entitled under the Geneva Conventions to mount a naval blockade. Neutral vessels are expected to stop and search if the country at war has reason to believe that it intends to break the blockade.
Yonatan Shapira, a former captain in the Israeli Air Force and ardent supporter of the BDS campaign, said that it was not just the occupation and that Israel is an apartheid state.
I want to challenge all of you holding to this term, Jewish and democratic state. These things are not working together. I'm afraid of a state that is defined by its religion. Whether you call it democratic or any other word, it cannot be totally democratic if one group of people have more right than another group of people.
Israel cannot be democratic, said Hannah Mermelstein, since two-thirds of its Palestinian population was expelled to form a Jewish majority in 1948, and democratic principles are supporting the right of return. For Yonatan Shapira, the success of the international campaign against South African apartheid 15 years ago and the fact that Israel is planning a law to criminalize advocating BDS clearly show that boycott works.
We are now, as Israelis, as Jews, being led by the Palestinian call for BDS. And the Palestinians are the people that are going to determine how they are going to liberate themselves. 99%, if not 100%, of Palestinian organizations are supportive and it's non-violent. I don't see a reason not to join them. Thank you very much.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.